Hello, this is Tech Off for Wednesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon is working to fix multiple vulnerabilities in its Blink home camera systems that could leave them open to hackers, the company said yesterday. The 7 vulnerabilities, which are listed as severe, could have allowed hackers to hijack Blink's X-T2 camera systems, giving the hackers complete control over them, according to the cybersecurity firm Tenable, which discovered the issues. Uber is in advanced negotiations to acquire autonomous driving simulation startup Foresight. The information reports the deal will be more of an acqui-hire, priced modestly, and would mostly cover the cost of hiring the team at Foresight. While Uber has its own simulation software that can test its self-driving vehicles, the information reports that company insiders have said the simulation testing software is ineffective and it was partially responsible for a fatal self-driving crash that occurred last year. Amazon researchers train AI models to select jokes for Alexa. A natural language processing model and a machine learning model were trained on an annotated data set of voice assistant users' reactions to jokes. Jokes were labeled positive or funny if a user requested a new joke within 5 minutes of hearing it. Google showcases a new AR core feature that allows AR objects to be partially obscured by real-world items. Known as Depth API, it promises to better understand the distance between physical entities, allowing digital articles to be placed within those spaces. It is unknown when the API will be made available to developers. Oculus updates the Quest VR headset with native hand tracking as an experimental feature. It will ultimately enable users to interact with virtual worlds without controllers. Initially limited to the headset root menu, which offers multimedia viewing, the company is launching an SDK for third-party application support. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at onthismedia.com.